I think we just found a transformer.
I fear we are all targets now.
He needs our help.
We are in a lot of trouble.
Welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi video review. I'm Noah Richmond.
And I'm Darren Goldswig.
And today we're talking about Transformers 4, Age of Oblivion. The story begins shortly after the events of Transformers 3, where Chicago has been destroyed, and now the US government, because of the destruction, has decided, well, now all Transformers have to be eradicated regardless if they're Autobots or Decepticons. We're also introduced to a new character played by Mark Wahlberg, who's playing a Texas inventor, lives on a ranch. You know what? Let's cut to the chase. In the words of Michael Armenengay, it's robot porn. There's no point. Why would you talk about the story? Why would you talk about the plot? There's nothing to talk about. This is all about watching the robot effects, and it does that in spades.
What is that?
Who sent you? You think you were born? You were built, and they want you back. The age of the Transformers is over.
We're not going down without a fight.
They want to destroy us. We need a new army.
Now, I do have to say this about the film. Visually, Michael Bay really knows how to take his budget and put it on the screen in a way that a lot of directors really don't.
It was visually impressive. I found myself just amazed by that, but I don't think that's a mark of a good movie, you know? I mean, jeez.
Right. But, well, we're talking about the good right now, and in terms of what was good, the visual and the audio and the visual experience of this film, you really, whatever else we can say about Michael Bay, he really does have an ability to take his budget and put impressive looking visuals on the screen. I think of this in contrast to, say, Bryan Singer's Superman, which at the time was the most expensive film ever made, but not too many people went to it saying, wow, can you believe how that film looked?
Yeah.
You'd have to be an inside baseball person to really get how much that would have cost together.
I actually like that one better than the previous Superman that just came out. So.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about.
No, I don't.
Yeah, we're digressing now, but I do have to say that you have to hand Michael Bay that he does know how to take the visuals, how to take what's in his budget and really make it look like it's that much money.
No, it's definitely like a visual feast. But we're talking about the good, of course. I will also say that the sound design was pretty impressive. I mean, you're hearing sound effects that are stand out. I mean, you're talking about the immense size of these Transformers. Well, the sounds they make are very impressive. But I will say this, it's quite fatiguing on the ears after you continue to hear these loud volumes of sound. And we did watch it in 3D, so that also increased that visual audible connection that you had with the movie. So it was a lot of processing on the sensories.
Yeah. Okay, well, now we're getting into talking about the bad.
Oh, that's all? We're not going to talk about the good anymore?
Well, let's keep talking about the good.
No, I'm done. I have nothing else to say.
It looked great. It sounded great.
Yeah, but that's it.
It looked great and it sounded great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the extent of it.
Okay. Well, we're done talking about the good. Let's talk about the bad.
Oh.
The whole film.
I was going to get up and walk out. I don't like to say that because I generally give movies a chance, but this was painful.
Yeah. Let's start with the running time, which is nearly 3 hours long. And by the way, Transformers is largely toys. It's largely a giant toy commercial, 3 hours long, and you're trying to sell this to little kids.
Let's not forget the product placement of Chevy. I don't know if I can say that. And of course, Budweiser I mean, you had the new Camaro being introduced, which I think is a cool car, but, you know, come on.
Yeah, and later in the film, it switches to China, and you definitely see some Chinese product placement.
Uh-huh. And the communism aspects of it, that was kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like, oh, hey, we gotta, you know, be friends. And,
right, yes, yes. Beijing and Hong Kong get along great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's in the world of the Transformers, of course, you know, and I don't know. I just think this whole thing was a great idea made by producers and Michael Bay saying, hey, how do we make a bunch of money? Let's just work on this plot for an afternoon. I mean, that's what it felt like. It was the same story that we'd seen in the previous three movies, at least I'd seen. I don't know if you haven't.
Right.
You know?
No, I wisely have avoided the Transformers 2 and 3. And
well, you mostly avoid Michael Bay movies to begin
with. I avoid Michael Bay movies, yeah.
So. You know, and I can understand the reasons as to why, but I generally go there expecting a visual, just a visual fest of, you know, awesomeness. But even that rule loses its argument when I get bored to death of what I'm watching.
Yeah, I this is actually one of the rare occasions where I think I would have been better off as somebody that had gone and paid money for the film, because had I just gone on my own and paid money for it, I would have gotten up and walked out and asked for my money back at a certain point.
Yeah, I mean,
which is not something I do very frequently.
Right. Well, I mean, if you could do a sphincter alarm test about every person sitting in that chair, I would be interested to see, you know, how much measurement would be going there, because I just can't imagine everyone in the audience didn't feel the same thing that we were feeling. But if they were feeling different, then wow. Yeah. You know, I don't want to insult anybody, but that was not a good movie. I mean, that's just all I can say.
Right. Yeah, so it really, to me, it wasn't a movie. It was a
music video.
It was a three-hour music video slash commercial. That's really what it was.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely pandering to get as much money as it can. So halfway through, they switch it to China for no real reason other than, hey, if we switch it to China, then maybe we can make more money in China.
Mm.
But
that's
beyond that,
it doesn't
make sense in terms of the plot. Plus, they switch it to China, but then they throw in all these weird stereotypes about Chinese people.
Oh, they all know Kung Fu?
Yeah, they're all Kung Fu masters.
Yeah, I actually found that, I expected it actually when I saw the one scene in the elevator. You know, oh, he's going to come out and he's going to throw some kick butt on this bad guy, you know. And of course, that's what he did. He punched him about five times in the chest.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
The speed in the machine.
Right. So, in other words, it's loud, it's obnoxious, it's racist, it's sexist, it has no story, it has no character development. So, all in all, it's a Michael Bay film.
Yeah.
If you
At some point, I don't want to, like, keep on picking on, he must be doing Michael Bay because he must be doing something right. He keeps on making these high profitable movies, but... I it's one of these days when maybe it could be this movie where he doesn't generate the kind of profit that the studio is looking for. I don't think maybe he will be able to make this type of movie next time. I don't know what it cost to make this movie for the budget, but I can guarantee you it was not put in the plot. It was not put in things that really quite give a movie substance. It was really but all the effects, you know?
Yeah, but from what I understand, that's also true of the last two Transformers films, and they, like, made a billion, you know.
Yeah, well, they probably made a lot of money. All the toys, the merchandises of that, you know.
And, right.
Actually, I found myself kind of interested to see what kind of, you think, were they using, like, the Red Dragon, the camera that is kind of in, the, you know, in or the, you know, how did they do the sequence in regards to, you know, the effects. And, again, that's one of these things. But if that's all you're watching the movie about, it gets pretty boring, especially when it's almost 3 hours long.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it really, what I have to say is it's just an exhausting experience. If you're not a 7-year-old kid who's just wowed by seeing his toys come to life, I think for the average person, it's just going to be a grating experience to sit through. At that running time, it's ridiculous.
So you won't recommend this to anybody then, I'm assuming? unless you don't like that person.
I recommend this to lobotomized 5-year-old boys.
Oof. That would even be a taxing thing to see them get through. But I would never recommend this movie to anybody. Only the ones I would recommend that to were those students that were studying animation, visual effects, because, you know, there's some nice things about that. So, but other than that.
I would recommend, when it comes out on video, get the DVD from your local library and maybe fast forward through to some of the highlight effects sequences.
The library.
By the way, that's my recommendation for all Michael Bay films.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, yeah, there's nothing else. I mean, we can say we probably went on a little too long about this movie, but I don't generally enjoy trashing movies, but this was kind of just nothing good about it, period, you know?
No. Fantastic visuals.
Yep. So I guess then to summarize this thing, you know, I hated it.
Yeah. I hated it.
Okay.
We're in agreement. Yeah, so. It's terrible. Don't bother.
I need to watch something else right now just to get my...
Right.
My...
The one thing I would have to say is it's so terrible, it's really not a movie. It left me wanting to go see a movie. So at least it didn't put me off movies. Now I want to go watch one.
It actually felt like I was watching a Nickelback music video.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that would imply I actually watched one before, so I shouldn't say that. Kind of sound like a snob right now. Anyway.
That's what we think of Transformers Age of Extinction. That's what we think of Transformers 4. Thank you for watching Slice of Sci-Fi.
Don't watch it.